Fayetteville restaurant owners Carrie and Cindy Arcega have completed a real estate purchase in South Fayetteville, paving the way for a new restaurant concept. This is the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report. I'm Paul Gatling. The owners of Fayetteville-based Arcega's Coffee Roasters paid $590,000 for the commercial building at 481 South School Avenue. The building previously housed Greenhouse Grill. Carrie Arcega said after an extensive remodel of the property, he'll introduce a new restaurant to the market, featuring a coffee bar and serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Alcohol will also be served. Arcega said he hopes to have the building renovation complete in 6 months. Arcega's opened its first coffee store in 1992 and now has four retail locations in the city at 548 West Dixon Street, 200 West Center Street, and inside the Fayetteville Public Library and the University of Arkansas Law Library. You can read more about the Arcega's plans in the current issue of the Business Journal. You can find the digital version online and for free at nwabusinessjournal.com. This is the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report. We also reported last week on new developments for Danville-chartered Chambers Bank. Company officials say they are in the process of relocating the bank's loan office in Benton County from Bentonville to a more high-traffic location in Rogers. I had a chance to visit with Chief Operating Officer Erica Preston about that move and also about the state of the banking market in Northwest Arkansas entering 2018.
We're very excited. We are currently housed in a temporary location, and we are moving into a permanent location on New Hope Road across the street from Walgreens, so it'll be very easy for everyone to find, near all the shopping and restaurants. And we are so excited to be more visible in the market and be back in Rogers and to be able to really offer additional products and services to our customers. And we can't wait to get moved in.
Right. And what is the timeline that you're working on? I assume you've got to get approved, regulatory approval and all that good stuff.
Correct, Paul. We're going through all the standard regulatory approvals, and we've submitted everything, and we'll be sending out all the required notifications to customers, et cetera. We hope to be in there by the first week of June is our goal.
And so what does that do, for your plans in Benton County? I know, it's my understanding you're going to keep that branch long-term in Rogers. So what does that do for your plans for Bentonville, if there are any? I know you've had some land along South 52nd Street there next to Aloft Hotel, which is in Rogers, for a couple of years. Are there still plans to build there or maybe somewhere else in Bentonville on down the road?
We had initially looked at 52nd Street, and that was our intention, and then the property became available that we're moving into now on New Hope Road, working with Chuck Sharp and his group, and partnering with them, we felt like we could really move into that space much quicker and be fully available in Benton County to our customers and hopefully gain new customers as well, and that would give us the opportunity to also look in Bentonville proper to expand locations there. We plan to look at other places in Benton County. Northwest Arkansas is a huge part of our footprint for Chambers Bank, and Benton County is a huge part of Northwest Arkansas, and we want to have the presence there that the activity in that market demands and that the customer base demands, and so that's our intention.
Describe the banking market in Northwest Arkansas right now. I mean, entering the new year or 1 month into the new year, I guess, just compared to the market 3 to 5 years ago. There are more banks, of course, but what are the other big changes in the dynamic of the banking market of Northwest Arkansas from your view?
I think we have seen more banks. You have seen some mergers and acquisitions, and with that, anytime there's changes, I think people look to see if they want to continue banking where they are or they have new opportunities. We have some new people moving into Northwest Arkansas. We're also very fortunate to live there and work there, and I think there is a lot of opportunity for banks in Northwest Arkansas, and that's why you see so many moving there and expanding their presence. And we feel like we really have a niche with our hometown service and then, all of these additional products and services that we plan to be able to offer offer the technology to our customers. And I feel like there is so much opportunity in Northwest Arkansas in general, but in Benton County specifically, that's why you see so many banks moving there. But it's a great customer base and obviously a great place to live, and we're excited to have a larger presence there.
Right. A lot of people moving here, and that includes the banks. A lot of competition in the market. You know that. Where do you see the growth for lending in Northwest Arkansas? Where do you see the opportunities for Chambers Bank?
We're very strong in commercial lending, and we'd like to do more small business loans. I think really help partner with different businesses and help them grow in the community. And we are a community bank, and that's what's important to us. And that's what we want to help do, is help promote and grow grow the economy in Northwest Arkansas and help the members of our community. And I think there's lots of opportunities, lots of places to do that.
And that's Erica Preston, the Chief Operating Officer of Chambers Bank, discussing the bank's plans in the Benton County market. You can also find that story on our website at nwabusinessjournal.com. Stick around, we'll have more right after this.
Support for the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report is provided by the Arkansas State Chamber of Commerce and Associated Industries of Arkansas. The Chamber's mission is to promote a pro-business, free enterprise agenda and prevent legislation, regulation, and rules that hinder business. More at ArkansasStateChamber.com. First Security is proud to be only in Arkansas, and it shows in your banking experience. They offer smart solutions for personal and business banking, plus convenient services and community investment. That's because First Security is 100% focused on serving customers all across the state and nowhere else. It's local banking with local commitment. First Security. Bank better. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. And OneCom. OneCom, providing voice and data solutions that adapt to today's demand with tomorrow's technology. Communication tools that integrate mobility with the desktop and merge wired networks with the wireless technology. More at one-comm.com or 479-715-8800.
Finally today, staying on the bank beat, it was another good lending year for Arvest Bank. The company announced Thursday that for the second year in a row, its mortgage division originated more than $1 billion in purchase money mortgages in 2017. The numbers look like this. As of December 31st last year, Arvest had closed a total of 6,684 purchase money loans with a total loan value of $1.14 billion. Compare that to 2016, and the totals were 6,222 loans with a total value of $1 billion. And that's our time today for the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report. You can follow our reporting of business and political news at nwabusinessjournal.com and on Facebook and Twitter. You can find our social media pages by searching NWABJ. As always, we appreciate you tuning in. I'm Paul Gatling. Thanks for listening.